This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
Got a text yesterday from a friend of mine over at Dateline saying you're going to really want to watch Dateline Friday. I was intrigued. I'm like, what are we talking about here? At first, I thought it was about the Karen Reed trial because that's going on right now. Oh, no. It's about Brian Koberger. And since I found out about it, I've been like, I cannot wait to talk about this. They just dropped the trailer for what is going to be shown on Dateline this coming Friday. And it is pretty big. I'd say bombshell-ish, if you will, in this case. What Dateline is going to be showing is for the first time, are a lot of pieces of evidence that are in the repertoire of the prosecution and will be used against him in court. We're talking new video surveillance footage of the white Hyundai Elantra in high definition. Yeah. Near the house on King Road, going back and forth repeatedly. What's going on in the search history of Brian Koberger before and after the killings? And what images did he have on his phone? We're about to take a look at all of that in the next couple of seconds, and some amazing reporting from our friends over at Dateline. Shane Bishop, one of the producers on this, Keith Morrison, reports. Here's a look, a preview of what to expect. I know I'll be sitting there with my popcorn. Take a look.
In this house, just steps from campus, in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022, four University of Idaho students, Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Xander Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, were stabbed to death. Their accused killer, Brian Koberger, faces trial this summer. He's pleaded not guilty. For the last 2.5 years, Dateline has been on the ground, reporting, gathering, and learning from people with direct knowledge of the case. We've obtained things that have never before been seen publicly. Like these security videos from a camera on a house near the murder scene. Videos that show a white sedan, a car that investigators believe was driven by Brian Koberger, making repeated passes of the King Road house that night before the murders. With evidence like this and our reporting, we have assembled a timeline for the weeks, months, and days before and after the murders. Starting with a pool party Koberger attended in July, just after he moved to the area in pursuit of his PhD in criminology. An exclusive interview with a woman who exchanged numbers with Koberger, then did not return his text.
You know, the universe intervened and for whatever reason just distracted me from further engaging in that interaction.
We'll also reveal records from Koberger's cell phone that are in the possession of law enforcement and Google searches regarding the serial killer Ted Bundy. We have also seen these. Dozens of photos in Koberger's cell phone. Browsing history. Women from Washington State and the University of Idaho, including close friends of the King Road victims. Dateline has also obtained records showing the details of what an FBI cell phone expert has claimed to be in the month before the murders, 23 occasions when Koberger's phone connected to a cell tower, providing coverage to within 100 meters of the house at 1122 King Road. And in the hours after the murders, details of the timing of phone calls Brian Koberger made to a phone linked to his parents just before the controversial selfie he took. And we'll talk to the mother whose daughter was supposed to be staying in the house the night of the murders, but a change of plans may have saved her daughter's life.
How soon was it that you thought, my God, she was going to be there?
I didn't think about that right away. Huh. All I could think about was the kids.
Makes you sad too, doesn't it?
It does. Sorry.
So many damaged families. Angela DeVejas told us that her daughter, Ashlyn, Maddie Mogan's best friend, moved away from Idaho and now refuses to come home to visit because of the trauma associated with the murders. She's hoping some of that may change and Ashlyn will start to grieve after Brian Koberger's trial.
Keith Morrison reporting, and that is what you're going to see on Dateline this coming Friday on NBC. Yeah. There's some big stuff in there. There's a lot to unpack in there. Text messages, new video footage of the car in high definition, images on his phone, and insight from FBI experts on what this is all about. This is going to be a big one. And it's going to answer a lot of questions in a case that has had so much mystery surrounding it for almost 3 years now. We, of course, will be watching it. We'll be breaking it down next week as well here on the podcast. Be sure to check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.